Welcome, welcome, welcome into the V Spot. How is everyone doing? It is your bartender, and I am so excited to be here with you guys. We're going to go ahead. We're going to get this party started. We have so much to talk about, and I am just so happy to be here with you guys. So do me a quick favor. Go ahead and share this love. Share this live, because our experience is starting like right now.
Cosmos Radio Network of the UK, proud sponsors for the Tri-City Finest, King of the Oldies, Ali Hackett, and the Princess Lovely. The international radio station that playing music that's out of this world.
It's the V-Spot. Welcome to the V Spot.
Hey, 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 welcome, 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 welcome into the V Spot. The doors of the V Spot are now open, and I am so excited that you guys are here with me. We're going to go ahead and get the specifics out of the way. You know, there is just so much, y'all. So much that is going on, so much that has happened from today being National Shoot Up a School Day to the NFL now having over 300 cases of the new variant, to people saying that they'd rather stay at home for the holidays as opposed to going out with their families. There's so much for us to talk about. So welcome, welcome, welcome into the V-Spot. It is your vibe sender, and I am so glad that you guys are here with me. Please know that we are streaming live right now, uncut and unmute, on our YouTube channel. No matter which YouTube channel you are peeping in on, we are there. Just make sure you guys check in and say hello to us, okay? If you are coming in on their social media, you are listening under three different ways. You're under the KNOW, that is the KNOWBS dual show. You're also coming in under the sister chat. Now, if you are streaming in underneath of the sister chat, please, 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 my sisters, give StreamYard the capability to go ahead and say your name. I don't just want to call you a StreamYard user. And if you are inside of the V-Spot, you are kicking it. Your feet is not on my furniture, because we already know how that goes. You have already shared this, and you have your favoritest drink, and we're going to have an amazing time, right? Also, please know that after the show that you can catch our podcast, which is up to date and doing some amazing things. You guys can go there and you can check that out as well. That is a TKBSDS Productions. No matter what major streaming app you are on, we're there as well. So why don't you guys meet us there? Go ahead and aux us, get up to date on some amazing things that's happening. And do not forget that we have the .com. That's right, we have a .com. So you guys can go there as well. TKBSDSProductions.com. TKBSDSProductions.com. So guys, listen. If you guys follow and if you guys listen to me I have another experience that I host every Thursday night, which is Turn Up Thursday Raise the Praise, right? So under the Turn Up Thursday Raise Your Praise, there is so many amazing things that's there and so many things that happen and take place. One of the things being that we have a on iTunes, if you're an iTunes user, we have a playlist, right, of all of the amazing songs, and you can also go there and put in your amazing song there, and I can possibly be your guest DJ and play that, right? Well, the same thing has happened. Someone asked me, well, why don't you have a TKBSDS Productions or the V-Spot on iTunes? So guys, I promise you, I have listened, and tonight is going to start the beginning of us adding those tunes onto the V-Spot. So you guys can go onto the V-Spot and you guys can check that out, okay? So do me a favor, while we are getting it together, while we are doing what it is that we're doing, tell me where you are vibing with me from. Where are you vibing in at? I love you guys so much. We're always here and we're always connecting. So just tell me, where are you vibing? Where are you vibing from? Cheers to each and every one of you guys as you come in. And let's get started. So listen, really quick, we're going to go right in. Right, I was trying to go ahead and I was going to download some things on there and go ahead and start that playlist. But I figured we'll just start fresh, right? We can start fresh with some of the tunes that we have, some of the ones that we don't have right now. But listen, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go into, and this is my favorite song. I love this song, and I hope I have the correct one. Essence by Wizkid, y'all. The doors of the V-Spot is open. Come on in. Come on in. That red light is on, and we're about to have a great time. Come on, y'all. Let's do this.
Give me all you need, give me all you need, give me all. you need. If you want me, I'll give you all you need, baby. Yeah, you don't need no other body. You don't need no other body. Only you feel on my body. Only you feel on my body.
Coming in from my day today. I had an amazing day, and I was coming in, you know, just minding my business, and that song was playing, right? So I came in, I was preparing to open up the doors to the V-Spot, and I said to my daughter, I said, what is that song? I love that song. I love that song. I love the whole island vibe. Yes, I am an island girl, so I love the entire island. So listen, y'all, let's get into it, right? So one of the things, y'all, that really was crazy to me today, right? Was absolutely positively crazy to me today is that there was something called the National Shoot Up a School Day. Oh, dear Jesus. National Shoot Up a School Day. This was something that was brought on or that was seen originally on TikTok. So it was a TikTok thing, right? It was something that happened on TikTok, and it spread like a wildflower, like wildfire. And everyone, you know, I don't have a middle school or a elementary school or even a high schooler. My daughter is in college. She's home. She goes to school online. So my child is not physically in school, but I still felt for those kids, for those parents. It's so scary to have someone come to you or to see something, and you know, it says this is what we're going to do. And with everything that is going on in the world right now, I can only imagine the way that those parents felt when this happened, you know, when they heard about this. So apparently, and it's still being investigated, but a 13-year-old child started this frenzy on TikTok and called it the National Shoot Up a School Day, where they were going to go to, you know, a school, and you know, and these children are, they're influenced by so much. I don't remember us being caught up in this much peer pressure when I was their age. I don't remember that. I don't remember that. So, you know, this was in particular to one specific school, right? But it went crazy. And of course, there is some crazy copycats out there who will definitely follow up on this and do it, right? So there was a 13-year-old. So it was the 13-year-old turned themselves in and stated that they were the ones that actually started it, the National Shoot Up a School Day. And it's just so sad because so many parents were rushing. And I listen, in this instance, now, I haven't done my disclaimer in a long time. Right? If you guys follow me, I haven't done my disclaimer, but I am so here for this. I am so here for this because I am so tired of people saying, I blame the parents. It's the parents' fault. I blame the parents. I am a single mother of a 19-year-old young adult. I can teach her everything in the world. And when she leaves my doors, it is up to her to continue on with what it was that I taught her, right? So that I feel some type of way every time I hear people say, well, I blame the parents. I don't blame the parents for this. I don't blame the parents for this. I blame that child. for this. They know right from wrong. These children know right from wrong. And it's just so sad. I see you guys coming in. Welcome into the V-Spot. Please chime in and let me know where you are vibing with me from. Let me know how you feel about this. The 13-year-old who started the national shoot up a school day. So, so many people say, well, it's the parents' fault. It's not. Because let me tell you something. My mother, Big Seal, God bless her, was nothing to play with, okay? And she taught me right from wrong. She told me how I was supposed to act and what it was that I was supposed to do. But when I left my little tail out and I went and I got on that 34 trolley to take myself to Dobbins High, big up to Dobbins, you know, and I got on that that Broad Street line and that 54, I was a completely different child. So I'm so glad that nothing happened, that everyone was safe, that the children were safe, that there was not some crazy copycat that took it and just went ahead and just did whatever they wanted to do with that. So I'm so grateful for that. So listen, those are my words and I'm here for it. So cheers. There's nothing in my cup, but cheers. That's what it is. So moving right along. Moving right along, right? There is another variant, right? And you know, guys, I try my best not to speak about it. But there's that thing again, right? There is that thing again. And this time it has affected the NFL drastically. Now, for the love of the boys, I am here for it. Please, if you come inside of the V-Spot, and I know you probably got your feet on my furniture, do not talk about my boys. We are those boys. Yes, we are. And it has now affected over 300 players. That thing. So they're talking about canceling again. They're talking about closing things up again. There's talks about, you know, holding off and going back to what our norm was because of it. So what do you guys think of that? Do you think that maybe we need to? Do you guys think that maybe we need to go ahead and we need to, you know, close some things up for right now? How do you guys feel about that? Me, I definitely think that we do. I think that it is time for us to go ahead and close some things up right now. A lot of schools, you know, there is a lot of students and a lot of teachers who are catching the new variant. And, you know, the children are going back to virtual learning because of it. I just feel like, you know, this is definitely going to be something that's going to be here for a while. So please remember to protect yourself. Please remember to protect your families. Please remember to do what it is that you need to do to make sure that you guys are safe, because I love each and every one of you guys so much. So, yeah, there's that thing. So it's out, it's running rampant, it's running wild. If you, you know, attend New York, or if you attend any New York dinery or restaurant, you have to make sure that you have your card with you. The same thing is happening here in Philadelphia. You have to make sure you have your card with you. You have to make sure you have it. Hi, Art. Thank you so much for joining, beloved. Art, oh my goodness, if you are here, if you're still here and you are still listening, chime in. How do you feel about this new variant? Art, guys, is a teacher. So, of course, I'm going to bring him to the forefront if he is still here and chiming in. Please tell us, how do you feel about this new variant and with the school still being open? Is your school back to virtual learning? Like, what's going on in your neck of the woods? So keep us posted and let us know if you're still here. And it's not just the nosiness to me. Like, I really, really, really want to know. I promise. So, guys... I do. So guys, we're going to go ahead and, you know, please remember again, and I'm going to say it again, that I'm now uploading the V-Spot, right? So I want to say it's your birthday, but I have no one on my timeline whose birthday is today. So if you guys know someone whose birthday is today, please drop it so I can play my song. because you guys know how much I love to play my song, and I see that Art had replied. So listen, I'm going to get back to Art reply in a second. What I'm going to do is we're going to add another song. We're going to add another song into the V-Spot. That's right, y'all. The V-Spot has now started a tune, a line, a selection, a hit, I don't know, on iTunes, and you guys will be able to listen to it there if you are an iTunes user. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to add some more into this. So let's get into another song. If you guys have anything that you want to hear, drop it below, and I will definitely play it for you, and we will add it to the list, and you guys will be the beginning, okay? One of the beginnings to go ahead and put it in there. So listen, you guys know I love my girl Erica. I love my girl Erica. So we're going to go ahead, we're going to put Erica in there. Here is Erica Badu, y'all, and I will see you in a moment. Cheers.
No, you won't be naming no real days after me. To go down and take no, you won't be naming no real days after me. My name is this world will change so much, yeah, yeah. This world will change since I've been judged. This world will change so much, yeah, yeah. This world
second That is the second song that is added into the V-Spot. Can you believe it, y'all? I have no idea why it has taken me this long to go ahead and just create a playlist for the V-Spot. But I promise you guys, it's going to be super dope. So you guys can definitely go ahead and chime in and add your favorites as well. Let me be your guest DJ. So listen, Art. And guys, that was AD2000 by the one and only Erykah Badu. You guys know I love her. And if you don't know, well, now you do. I love me some Erykah. I love me some Erykah. So you guys, Too Straight, No Chaser is getting ready to come up. But let's go ahead and let's see what Art said in response to the question that I stated. So guys, we all know that this thing is happening again, right? So this thing is happening again, and there is so much that is going on. And Art is a teacher. So, you know, we talked about a second ago. Elder's in the building. Hi, Elder. Thank you so much for coming in, beloved. Thank you so, so much for being here. So, listen, really, really quick, right? The football players is being affected. I don't know how I'm going to survive, you know, if my boys don't play and if my boys don't, you know, I don't know how I'm going to survive, right? So Arthur is a teacher. Arthur is an amazing, amazing teacher, should I say, right? So the question that I said to him is, how do he feel, you know, about the fact that this new variant is just going bananas? Right, this new variant is just going bananas, and it's spreading so, so much faster, right? So Art says, where do I begin, right? And then he says, I'd rather be in a school building than virtual. We've had cases, but not to the point where we had to close or go back to virtual. Thank God. Right? So, Art, I'm so happy for that. And I think you and I talked about that before, about there being a case at your school. There was a case. One of the young ladies that worked with me, her son is now virtual. He's completely virtual because the teacher had it. So he is like, He's virtual now. It's so crazy. But you know, our kids, you know, they're so like gung ho. Fight the power, we can do it. We're gonna get into these nails too, ladies. Okay, that is part of our topic. So don't you even worry about it, okay? So Arthur, what are you nervous about? Elder, please tell us, please chime in. What do you how do you feel about this new variant out there that is just causing so much damage so fast? You know, it's just doing so much. It's just doing so, so much. It's crazy. Guys, really, really quick, because I want to pay a bill. So I'm going to pay this bill. I want to thank each and every one of you guys for coming in. I thank all of my new vibers that is here. Listen, as you guys come in, please do me a favor. Do not put your feet up on my furniture. Okay, so you are welcome to be here. You are welcome to invite your friends. Come on in. The red light is on and we are live. I'm so happy that you guys are here with me. So go ahead and share this love. And we'll be back. I'm just going to go ahead and pay a quick bill and I will see you guys in a moment.
How do you cross the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean without a boat? You do it right here with a moment, a jazzy moment with Lovely on Cosmos Radio Network.
And again, we are back inside of the V-Spot. Please do not forget that we do have space available if you are looking to have your brand, your mission, broadcast on our network, or if you're looking to start an experience yourself. So please get in contact with us. We are live. We are here. Okay, and make sure you guys hit us up at www.tkbsdsproductions at gmail.org. I'm going to find it and fit it up here. I forget it all the time. But yes, we would love, love, love to invite you into the family. All right, you said you were nervous that some cases may be missed. And you want to know what? It's so hard to get a proper count. They're so hard to get a proper count, especially with this new variant that's out there. But I need you all to be safe. I need you all, right? What was that? What show was that? It was like, buckle up so we can be safe. Is that Dora the Explorer? I might be telling my age. But I need you guys to definitely cover up so you can be safe. If you are going out to these places to eat, please be safe. If you are going with family members, please be safe. Which is going to bring me to my next topic of the day. Guys, we're going to go ahead. Remember, we're going to do two straight, no chaser. And that just means that we're going to play two songs. You guys are not going to hear my voice. And I will see you guys in a minute. So I'm going to go ahead and bust out with some Troop. Am I going to do Troop, y'all? Yes, all I do is think of you. Cheers, guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the V-Spot. I'm glad you guys are here with me tonight.
Thank you. Flipping life game from the right brain. Ascension maintained, rolling through like a burning flame.
Like a supernova star.
She be the light when they in the dark morning. The moon passed the sun, four constellations start forming. Across up in the sky, but everybody wanna ask me why.
What good do your words do? They can't understand you.
Make sure you guys check it out. If you are an iPhone user, yes, if you are an iPhone user, there will be some tunes that will be downloaded on there, and you also can add, because it's going to be public, so you can add some tunes as well, and I will be your guest DJ, okay? And I will be sure to play it so we can all vibe in together. Elder, where is the house party? Excuse me, Elder, the house party goes down each and every Friday inside of my home, okay? So make sure you are joining me. Make sure you guys are joining me. I love that you guys are here with me. We always have a blast. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. So listen, let me just go pay another bill really, really quick, because coming up next, right, there was a discussion that happened at my job today in reference to the holiday. And, you know, what it is that they're going to do, whether they're going to stay home. Are you choosing to stay home? Or are you opting to go ahead and still spend time with family? Please, please, please chime in and let me know. Thank you guys so much for joining into the V-Spot. Cheers. I'll see you in a moment.
I feel like busting loose. Busting loose. I said, Shala. Come on, y'all say.
We are back. So, next up, I want to know, right? Because this is something that is going around. This is something that people are discussing. So what are your plans? Are you staying home or are you enjoying your holiday with your family? Do you have a tradition? What are you doing to bring in the Christmas or the festivities of the holiday? Let's chime in. Chime in and talk to me. Let me know. So I can tell you guys that every year we always, my brother, I talk about my brother a lot, y'all. Let me just go ahead. Elder says that he is staying home. Any rhyme or reason to why you're staying home, Elder? Now many of you guys know I talk about my brother all the time. Right? My brother, my daughter's uncle daddy, my oldest brother. I am the baby on my mother's side, and I am the second to baby on my father's side. So I am extremely, 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 extremely spoiled. Who knew? Right? So my brother, I love him dearly. A little bit about me that you guys may not know, while we are in a discussion of family and staying home or going out, my birth father, my donor, was in and out of my life, right? I have an amazing, amazing step-up dad, and I know you guys hear me all the time talk about my step-up father and how much I love him, but my brother is the absolute, absolute best, like the absolute, absolute best that ever did it, right? So he makes sure that we stay together. He makes sure that we are okay. He makes sure that we are doing well, and, you know, even in the midst of taking care of his own family. And I thank God every day. You know, so many people say, you know, a woman can't raise a man. And yes, we did have a step up father who was absolutely amazing, but he allowed my mother to do what she needed to do with us. And my brother is very domesticated. You know, he has no problem with that. He's married to an amazing young lady who lived next door to us. And they have two beautiful children together, but he still makes sure we're good. So that is what we do. We go to my brother's house. We, you know, go there, and his house is like mom's house, right? You know, that one house that everybody go to. That everybody is there, you know, that one house that you know, no matter what, you're going to go to. Yeah, that's his house. So, Elder, okay, one second, Elder. Elder said that he is staying home. More than likely, my sisters and nieces will be here, so I won't have to go anywhere. Plus, I can't risk getting that thing out there. Yes. And you want to know what is so crazy? Let's talk about it. It's not even the STDs anymore. I'm here for it. Here's my disclaimer. I thought I had to say it again. You know, Elder. I'm here for it. I'm here for this candid conversation on this Friday. It's not even the STDs anymore. And going out and things like that. It is the other thing that we need to worry about, that's taking people out left and right so drastically. And, you know, it's just so sad, because being around, you know, your family members and feeling that love is what keep us going, is what keep us energized, is what keep us, you know, so happy. So, yes, you know, Elder, I need you to be safe, because I need you to get here and get back to Philadelphia so we can take you to get a good cheesesteak, and then we can all go up to Auntie B's, Aunt B's. I do apologize if I said her name wrong. Auntie B's kitchen out in Chester. So I need to make sure you are well so you can get yourself up here so we can have some fun and we can just enjoy some time together in March. Yes, and it's going to be beautiful. March weather is beautiful. So, you know, that's still leather jacket weather and knee boot weather. I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it. So, yes, guys. So that was another thing. And ladies and gentlemen. Okay, we're going to go ahead and we're going to add one more song into the V-Spot, right? We're going to add one more song into the V-Spot, and then we're going to call call it a night, unfortunately. But let's do this. Let's go ahead and add one more song into the V-Spot. Make sure you guys go there and make sure you guys add some songs as well. So, guys, here it is. The one and only. I love Luther. This was the big Luther, not the little Luther. Any Love. It's added, y'all. It's going into the V-Spot. Cheers. Starting tonight. We have some great finds on there. So if you are an iTunes user, you can go ahead and you can check that out. It is a public playlist, so you can check it out. And you can also add some tunes in there and let me be your guest DJ while you are up in here with me, okay? So I just want to tell you guys really quick that we are streaming live right now on all of our YouTube channels. No matter which YouTube channel you are vibing with me from, we are there. Make sure you guys say hello. If you are coming in under social media, you are on the know. That is the KNOWBS Duo Show. Hey, y'all. If you're coming in under the sister chat, please, please, please allow StreamYard to go ahead and say your name. I don't want to call you a stream, you're a user. And if you are inside of the V-Spot, hey, welcome, welcome, welcome to the V-Spot. Get your feet off my furniture, because I know you guys do. I turn my head for 1 second, and that's what happens. But I am here for it tonight. So listen, this is my last topic or my last discussion of the night. Are you guys ready? Are you guys ready for this? Give me some hearts. Elder, they be elder. Elder, they be trying. I promise you, they be trying it. They put their feet up on the furniture. They just do what it is that they want to do. And, you know, before we know it, you know. But listen, y'all, give me some hearts. Give me some thumbs up. I want to know if you guys are here. If you guys are still here with me, let me know. Okay? So, and guys, I do apologize, but there is some people that is on here that's doing some things that, you know, they just have no business doing. So if you are coming in on our Instagram pages, or if you're coming in under that and you guys are seeing some things that you should not see, don't worry. It is okay. Okay, no worries. It is okay. I am looking at that now, and I am taking full precautions for that, so you guys don't have to worry about that. Thank you guys for the hearts and the thumbs up. I sincerely appreciate that. I had to go ahead and just handle some things, because up in the V-Spot, we don't go for that. So, listen, the question of the day, because there was some hearts going up, there was some love going up, so I want to thank you guys so much. So here is my question, right? Do you tell your friends and family where you get your hair done, where you get your nails done, where you get your hair cut? Do you tell people that? Do you let them know? Like, do you become the hookup? Elder, do you become the hookup? Like, you know, do you let them know, like, honey child, this is where I get my hair done at. This is where I get my nails done at. This is where I get my eyebrows done at. This is where I get that done at, right? And I say that to say this, right? I went to my girlfriend's house one day last week. So I went to my girlfriend's house, and her brows was absolutely amazing, right? She get the tinted. She get the tint. Y'all, I got the little tint going on. That's why it's a little extra dark. You know, so, you know, I got the tint and I got my lashes done. Let me zoom in so you guys can see. Let me go. So, if you guys know me, you know that I am not a big fan of the really, really big lashes. So I need them to be nice and like love the natural look, right? So, you know, she says to me, she said, oh, well, this is where I go. Let me call and make an appointment for you. Big to Tracy for making that appointment for me, right? So I go today. I go, you know, to this place. This is my first time ever getting tint. So the dark light eyebrows is kind of like doing a lot for me right now, but I'm learning. And I was also told that, you know, as the time go by, it will fix. So you don't, I won't have to worry about that. Okay. So, yeah, so I go there. My appointment was at 6 o'clock, right? So I get there around 5:40-ish. And I walk in and I'm like, I have an appointment. Now, mind you, I've been trying to get these nails off since forever. I'm just going to have to just do them in acetone and just let it do what it's going to do. So I'm like, okay. You know, I sit there. It's so crowded in here, right? So crowded. But everybody that I see that either got their tint done on their eyebrows or got their lashes done was absolutely amazing. And guys, I'm not trying to discredit, you know, these shops that tell you that they give you this full lash experience, but I'm not going to go somewhere for $90 when I can get the same for $25. I'm just not going to do it. So yes, mine was $25, right? So I sit in the chair. So listen, at 6 o'clock, she was doing someone, right? At 6 o'clock, that person got up. She came out and got me. I got in the chair. She's like, hey, you know, this is your first time. And I'm like, yes, this is my first time getting the tint, right? Never got the tint before. This is my first time getting the tint. So I'm like, okay. I'm not too sure why you can't respond on Facebook. I sincerely apologize, but thank you so much for going to the .com. I mean, or going to what are you on? You're on one of our YouTubes. Thank you for going to YouTube. I'm not too sure why you can't respond via Facebook. But thank you. Thank you for coming and thank you for responding. I don't know why you did that to you. I'm not too sure why. I know there's a lot of people. I know who you are. I know who you are. There was a lot of people that I had to block because they were just coming into the V-Spot causing havoc. So there may have been something that happened. I'm not too sure why. I'll try to fix it and try to on the back end. But you're here, so thank you for coming in and thank you for being here. Now let's continue our conversation, Elder. So the question is, and the question if anyone else wants to join in, the question is, do you tell your people where you get your fresh cut from? You get that cut, you be looking super, super, super dope. Do you let your people know, like, this is where I go? This is where I get my cut at, you know? Oh, you, but do you do it yourself? I know, like, you're, I know that, but do you, like, shave yourself, or do you go to someone? You know, people actually still go to the barber to, like, get that done. And I don't know why, when they can do it themselves. But my girlfriend, while we're waiting for Elder to respond, my girlfriend, oh, you do it yourself. Awesome. Awesome sauce. My girlfriend, you know, she gave me the information. So I went and I sat in the chair. So, you know, like I said, this is my first time getting the tint. So, you know, they do the tint and then they tell you when you get home, you can fix it, you know, to make it bigger, shorter, smaller, however it is that you want it or whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. Not a problem. Oh, the electric razor. Yes, I be seeing that on TV. So, I do. I see that on TV all the time, Elder. They say it's the perfect gift. Guys, if you know someone who has a bald head, get them an electric razor. I mean, Elder says that it's super dope, so... Yeah, so y'all listen. So really quick, really, really quick, because I promise I'm going to leave with it. I'm going to leave the last call to tell it all. I'm going to leave with a song. I promise. So I go there and it's just so awesome because she, you know, like I said, she called me and she gave me the whole process, told me how it works. So I'm like, oh, bet. I'm taking my nails off so maybe I can get a soak while I'm here. So she like, no, you can't get a soak. It's too crowded. So apparently, what I want for is all I can get. She takes appointments and everything, y'all. Like, she's so serious. Whatever it is you put on that appointment slip is all you get. So she said, can you come back tomorrow? And as bad as I wanted to give her, like, a play, I'm like, I'm just going to go to Walmart and I'm just going to get some asses home. And I'm just going to sit here and watch Hallmark movies. And I'm going to go ahead and soak these nails off. So, yes, I love, love, love this place. So, big up to Trey. Big up to Tracy for giving me her hookup. I can't wait for this to settle. Apparently, I have to wait 24 hours. I can't do anything to it. I can't wash my face. Like, I have to go around, you know, the area. They do. Women do throw shade. And it's so sad. They do throw shade. And it's like, why not? Why you can't just tell me where you go? Is it really that serious? Like, you can even tell me what day you go. And I won't go the same day if that's what it is. Like, you know, but whatever. Big up to the ones who do not throw shade. So yes, I have to wait 24 hours, I guess, for this to settle. And apparently the darker you do it, the longer it lasts. But I'm not like a big fan of having mine too dark. I'm not. Like, this is like too dark for me. This is too dark for me. But the arch is off the hook. The arch is popping. So, yeah. So tomorrow, you know, hopefully it'll be, you know, a little lighter and, you know, and it'll wear off eventually and it won't be as dark and things like that. But my lashes are popping. Like, I love the fact that I have the lashes on and I don't feel them. I don't feel like they're on. I don't see them. Looking up, I don't see them. I love the natural look. I think that the natural look is really, really beautiful. So for me, I'm always getting the 30s. Right? Now, she did do some 30s and some 35s, ladies, because our lashes are not the same size all the way across. But she was just so fast. So yeah, I loved it. Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely loved it. So listen, y'all, that is it. That is it for the V-Spy. The last call to tell it all is just please be careful. Please be careful out in these streets. Please be careful. Know that, guys, you are here with me on Christmas Eve. So let me know. Do you guys want to hear Christmas music? Are we going to vibe out to like some Christmas jams up inside the V-Spy while you guys are packing your last minutes and doing your last shopping? And let me know what it is that you guys want to hear. Any special requests, Elder, big up to Elder. Thank you, Elder, for spending the entire time with me today. Big up Art. He's probably with his little princess for coming in and spending time with me. And just thank you to each and every one of you guys who chimed in and said hello. We're going to go ahead and add one more song into the V-Spy, y'all, because I think that we just like doing really good. What you think? So we are going to add, are you guys jazz? Do you like jazz music? Y'all, I love jazz. Like, all right, that's another song for another day because I can wind up and this experience will go on for 2 hours. So we could be in here for 2 hours. It's so easy to be in here and talk to y'all. I love it. But we're going to go ahead. We're going to add another song into, and y'all, we're going to do, I love this song. Baby, hold on to me because you won't see me again until tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here, live and direct on The Know. That is a KNOWBS dual show. You guys like how I did that, don't you? So here it is. Baby, hold on to me, y'all. I love y'all. Be safe. Pick up your trash. Whatever it is that you left on my furniture, okay? Leave the place the way you found it. Please be safe. Please love the ones that you love. And if you don't have anyone to love, know that I love you. And until next time, guys, cheers. And thank you for joining in to the V-Spot. Goodbye, now.
Special kind, yeah, that's all. Baby, the V spot.
From our family to yours, be blessed. Mask up, and please continue to practice social distancing. Have a good night.